Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The country's longest-running Thanksgiving parade is right here in Philadelphia. Thousands brace the cold to be part of the tradition. KYW's Tim Jimenez joined us live earlier from the starting point to tell us more about the festivities.
We're here at 19th and JFK. The parade has officially started. We've seen several of the balloons come by. Right now, the gingerbread man to my left, of course, with the help of the handlers below. And right now, in front of me, if you hear the music behind me, it's a bunch of Disney characters, including Goofy, getting on this big float here. And they're waving to the crowd. The chipmunks are participating in this as well. Goofy pumping his fist, doing some dancing. So really excited here. The crowd loving it, especially the kids. One of the people we talked to, not a spectator, but a participant, Jerry Rotenberg from Bluebell. He's in his clown outfit today. He's been part of this Philadelphia tradition for a very, very long time.
This is my 39th parade. I have a special needs son. He loves it. I'll do it until I can't walk. And the truth is, I love it. This morning's a blast. It's just a blast.
Now, he can't imagine spending his Thanksgiving and starting it off a different way. He's loving it. His son is with him, also in a clown outfit. They're just having a great time. They love taking part in this tradition. We've seen several marching bands already. This one coming up here, the first local one we've seen, Kingsway Regional High School. A great day this morning here with everybody participating in the 106th Thanksgiving Day Parade here in Philly.
Another decades-long Thanksgiving tradition continues in South Philadelphia. People lined up before dawn to bring their turkeys to be cooked at Kasha's Bakery. Joe Kasha says the brick oven gets up to 600 degrees and the birds come out just right.
A totally different, juicier turkey. It's crispier on the outside, and it cooks more evenly.
One of the first in line was Tip Galishaw from West Philly, who arrived around 3 in the morning with a lawn chair for him and a table for the turkey.
I feel like I really didn't get any sleep at all, but, like, here we are. You know, I'm out here, and it's worth it for sure because, again, like, the turkey comes out great, you know, and then I know that on top of that, we're going to have our other dishes being prepared as well.
Customers pay $35, and it takes anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to roast the turkeys. A bill in the Pennsylvania House is aimed at cracking down on swatting schools. They're fake calls to emergency responders that try to get SWAT teams and other law enforcement to flood a scene. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Swatting calls often claim things like there's an active shooter or a hostage situation, trying to get a big law enforcement response. Montgomery County Democrat and chair of the State House Judiciary Committee Tim Briggs points to a recent swatting attempt in his district.
I represent part of Villanova's campus, and we all saw on national news what happened there.
Briggs says that false report during new student orientation caused widespread panic and chaos and forced first responders from other emergencies. Briggs' bill would have the Pennsylvania Commission on Sentencing create a sentencing enhancement for terroristic threats or swatting of a public, private, or charter school, university, or college. It would also allow a judge to order the defendant to pay back the cost of materials, equipment, and lost wages of employees and first responders. The legislation heads to the House floor after moving out of his Judiciary Committee on a 25-1 vote. Swatting calls can be hard to trace, but federal and state officials continue to work on ways to better identify the source of the calls. at the Suburban Bureau. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Federal workers are awaiting a vote on a bill that would nullify a March executive order which ended collective bargaining with several federal labor unions. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to a leader with the union representing IRS workers.
A discharge petition to force a vote on H.R. 2550, titled the Protect America's Workforce Act, reached the 218 signature threshold earlier this month. The legislation would reverse a Trump-penned executive order which ended union protections like collective bargaining at federal labor unions in agencies with national security missions.
These are not national security agencies in any way, shape, or form.
Alex J. Berman is Executive Vice President of NTEU Chapter 71, representing Philly IRS workers. They were one of the unions targeted by the March executive order.
We're not able to have the pre-decisional input we always have, or the bargaining, the negotiation rights that we've always had when the agency is implementing something new.
Berman says the lack of union protections was exacerbated by the recent government shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, when employees are denied what union leadership would describe as reasonable accommodations for remote work, the resulting grievances get ignored.
If someone can't telework, they're taking leave, and they're not able to do the work that they want to do on behalf of the American people. This is the agency depriving itself of work spent helping taxpayers.
There's no word on when the House would vote on the bill. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.